And now this is a dictation for Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R, December 355, addressed as a letter to Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, 231-972-6003. Dear Dr. Godfrey, a follow-up for Mrs. Mayer, who has advanced renal failure, diabetes, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit in October. Upper respiratory infection lasted for 2 weeks, early March. Coronavirus was negative. There was a feeling of weakness, isolated diarrhea, no vomiting, no bleeding, isolated headaches, upper respiratory symptoms as well as cough, clear to yellow sputum, no dyspnea, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND, symptoms already improved. Diabetes appears to be well controlled. Presently, no edema claudication symptoms. There has been some bad dreams, but she has not checked sugars at that time. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the Norvasc, Atenolol, Chlorpharidone for blood pressure treatment. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 134.64, 205 weight. Alert or intestine 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Electrolyte, acid-base normal, creatinine 1.65 for a GFR 31, this is stage 3B, is stable over time. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Malanemia 12.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B appears stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, hypertension. Next number, bilateral small kidneys, lightly hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Next number, diabetes. There might be a component of diabetic nephropathy, but given the small kidneys, hypertension is the most important factor. Next number, malanemia without external bleeding, not symptomatic, no treatment. Next number, history of scleroderma, but nothing to suggest progression. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.